I said as well that find an esoteric meaning in the most mundane of activities. What I mean is, there is a lot of things we do already with nature, but our minds are wandering. Like, for example, mowing the lawn. Sometimes when you're mowing the lawn, you could do something that you might be able to see a sort of an esoteric meaning to it. Right? I'll give you a personal example. Now my backyard has more weeds than grass or flowers, but a couple of years back when I was mowing the grass rather than mowing the weeds, I still had weeds, and here I was just mowing or going around, and as I was doing that, right in the middle of the lawn, there was this one daisy just looking at me there, just one pretty flower right there in the middle. And I'm just going around in the circle I cut and go second round and third circle, and as I'm going around, I'm thinking, should I mow this, should I not? How will I cut the grass around it and still spare the daisy? And I keep going round and round, and when I came really close, I said, you know what, this is too beautiful to just mow down. I'm not going to do that. So I left it, and my backyard was all nicely trimmed, except in the middle there was a clump of grass, and from there was just one flower popping out of it, right? Which looked a bit odd. But then the thought crossed my mind that when something is beautiful, it is against our nature to mow it down. And if we can have integrity and beauty within us, then even if we live in a society that is predominantly weeds, perhaps the hand of God will not mow us down as well. And then another thought crossed my mind. I said, maybe if I uproot this plant and I replant it, transplant it somewhere else, it might propagate and spread. So now I'm thinking of how I can preserve this beauty so I can have more of such serendipity or accidents, beautiful accidents in my backyard. And sure enough, I have them popping all over now. But then when I dug it out, I thought it is so delicate. It must have been, you know, so traumatic for this flower to be dug up and replanted. But then I thought perhaps this is what suffering is. That sometimes we are uprooted from what is familiar to us because Allah is trying to retransplant us somewhere else so that we can propagate and spread that to others, right? So it's a simple example, but find something esoteric to whatever you do, and it begins to come. I had a brother here who is not here tonight, but he told me when he does weeding in his backyard, he thinks of weeding, you know, whatever he sees as wrong traits in his heart. That as he's weeding, that's what is the thought in his mind. You know? And it starts happening natural to you. I once, you know, gave an example in a smaller gathering that sometimes I'm sitting in the car and I see a fly coming to the windshield. Now, that fly is buzzing on that windshield, is trying to get out because the glass is transparent. So as far as it can see, that's where the world is. I'm trying to help it come out, but it keeps resisting and trying to run away from my hand. What is it that I want for it? Freedom. I'm trying to take it to where it's trying to go. But it's resisting because it is afraid. It thinks I'm trying to kill it. Sometimes we refuse to surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps for the same idea, that Allah is trying to guide us towards freedom, towards something greater, towards that opening that will take us to the real world. But we're constantly second-guessing Allah's decision because we are thinking he's trying to kill us, right? So, you know, there's little examples like this, but what appeals to me or what resonates with me as having an esoteric meaning does not necessarily resonate with you. You will have to find it yourself in what you're doing.